Dublin Delish with Cully and Sully. Great food and soup per conversation. 98 FM.
It is that time of a Tuesday morning. Russell is back in studio and he's bringing us Dublin Delish.
And it's a nice little Delish one this week. Now, I know last week we started on Christmas sandwiches.
So we're continuing with that theme today?
No.
Oh, what a letdown. Yeah. Get out.
No, it's because the world of food in Dublin continues to move on and things are opening. And unfortunately, actually, there's a lot of things closing at the moment. So if you are in the business of looking to get nice food somewhere, support local businesses, this is the time of year. It's already difficult enough with everything going on.
Yeah.
So do go out and try and support some of your favourite restaurants because I think they all need a little bit of love.
Absolutely.
Now, I said new openings. This is a place that might be very familiar to a lot of people, but they've opened a second branch, which I think is wonderful. And it's Massa.
Massa?
Are they pizza?
No.
No. Okay, no. What are they?
No. It's this is kind of embarrassing because they are around the corner from 98.
Oh my god,
FM.
I'm the blue.
The taco place.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
It's
yes.
A pizza. This is Massa. It's been there since 2018. So perceptive. And it is a really, really gorgeous place for tacos. But they've opened up a second branch down on Camden Street a couple of weeks back now.
You know, when you open up a second branch, you've arrived.
Well, yeah. Exactly. Have you a menu for
We're
us?
Here.
Oh yes.
Have you a menu?
I have a menu.
Yay!
I have a menu.
Russell comes prepared every Tuesday. You know that.
It's my favorite part. Oh.
And it's pink and blue.
I have never done this. It's literally on the corner that I walk by every single day going to my car.
Exactly.
I have to get some. Oh my God, maybe I might do this.
So Russell, you have a little chat and we're going to peruse this gorgeous menu.
So Massa, the name, it's named after the traditional corn dough or flour which is used to make proper tortillas. Opened, as I said, around 2018 on the corner of Drury Street and Stephen Street. Hugely popular, great for tacos, great for margs. Really good vibes, good energy, and a beautiful dining room to boot. It was founded by the same team behind Bunsen, so you know the quality is going to be there.
Bunsen is the burger place?
That's the one, yes.
Check.
Fantastic one. Again, they've also had some great expansions around the country, not just around Dublin of late. And they make the corn tortillas in-house, which make them extra fresh. The flavours are fantastic. And I think it's great that they have a second branch. If you're familiar with Camden Street, it's in the former Green 19. So
it's
in there now. And they've done a really nice job with the dining room.
What are you recommending? What's your Russell recommendation?
This is really hard because I kind of want everything.
But you can't have everything, Russell.
I want everything. I'm a sucker for a fish taco.
Oh,
I love a fish.
You lost me there, Russell.
The face crack there. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm also a sucker for the al pastor, which is very traditional.
That was what al pastor was where I was going, I think. Yeah.
What's an al pastor?
It's a very traditional Mexican style of taco filling,
not
which is like pork and a bit of spice and everything like that.
Anchovy. Oh, no, hang on. No, I've moved.
So I'm starting with tortilla chips and salsa.
Obviously. Nice.
And then I'm going to pronounce this wrong. Is it a quesadilla?
Quesadilla. Or as Nigella says, a quesadilla.
Well, I'm going to say it like Nigella, quesadilla. I would want that, but with chicken.
Okay, yes, the chicken one.
No. So that's me, Suzanne.
Yep. I actually could go with that. I could go with the quesadilla, the chorizo, the cheese, the minced pork, onion, paprika, and some other thing I can't say.
And I do have a question. I'm looking at the dessert menu because Arthur loves desserts. So do you, Suzanne. Mm. What would a Mexican donut taste like, Russell?
Delicious.
I haven't had that myself.
I'm surprised because you love your food,
and
Russell.
I love a deep fried thing. I believe it is like a deep fried like a beignet kind of vibe.
Don't know what a beignet is.
It sounds very rich.
I think they used. This is a shame that Massa used to do an amazing dessert a couple of years ago, and it was churros with.
Oh.
And you'll probably go, oh, but it was worked really well with a goat's milk caramel. And it had exactly on cue. And it worked so well. It was delicious.
I saw
it had
someone
a really
put
nice
on
flavor.
Insta churros the other day and I was like, I really want churros. And I've thought about nothing else since.
I'll just go back and get dessert, okay?
Yeah,
that's the deal. The other great thing about here is that they also have some great vegan options too.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, as you say, lots of different options. Chicken, chorizo, pork belly and fish. I always try and add on, if I ever see pineapple and habanero together, pineapple and spice or pineapple mango and any sort of like salsa like that, I'm adding it on. So I added it onto mine and I didn't regret it, along with some patatas bravas. It was a very nice lunch for one, I have to say.
What I am also, I love this, is fried cauliflower. I have the cauliflower thing in Wagamama sometimes, and fried cauliflower is so lovely. Price point here, Russell, I think's quite good as well.
Yeah, everything is.
Were you full?
Yes, yeah. I was. Now, I got the side as well of the patatas bravas.
Of course, so of course you did.
But they're good to share too.
So remind us what we're talking about this morning.
So this is Massa and the new branch on Camden Street and are also on Drury Street. And the video will be up on 98FM Dublin very soon. And that's Dublin Delish with Cullen Sully.
Thanks, darling.
Thank you.